You're listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center. Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
So we are here today on the Well One Connection on air with Raul Octaviani, MD. Welcome, Dr. Octaviani.
Thank you.
So I would like to know a little bit about you, as would our listeners. So you're an internal medicine physician. You're moving here to our community. Can you tell us just a little bit about yourself and how you came to be a physician?
I was originally born in Puerto Rico. My family, my father is a physician, and my sister is also a physician. He was part of the VA Medical Center, so we moved a little bit. We moved from Puerto Rico to the United States, where I lived in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, so that was pretty harsh weather there.
You'll be ready for South Dakota.
Yeah, so we spent 8 years there, and then we moved a little bit in the U.S., and then I ended up going back to Puerto Rico for high school, to finish high school. Then I did my college and medical school in Puerto Rico. You know, I wanted to do residency in the United States, particularly in areas where I could ski. That was one of my priorities. And so I looked at the East Coast and the West Coast, and I really loved the West, and that's really where I wanted to do. I had a couple of friends. There was a direct connection into Springfield and the East Coast, where I decided to do my residency at Bay State Tufts University at the time. I've stayed in Massachusetts for about 16 years. And then I did internal medicine, work with them and work in all sorts of different venues. So they worked in acute medicine, but also focused in post-acute medicine. So we focused on acute rehab, long-term acute care, all the way down to skilled nursing and assisted living. So we really had a good spectrum of practice. And I got to understand those different levels of care and how to use them, and developed a lot of leadership skills throughout that time. And so I bringing all that experience, Massachusetts was not the place that I wanted to live, even though it had offered me all these great opportunities for training and for learning and for leadership skills. I'd always wanted to move out west. I had been divorced and had a couple of kids, and I wanted to wait till they were significantly older because I'm involved in their lives. And so now was the time to make the move, and we decided to, after looking at many opportunities, we really liked South Dakota. Like, the universe sort of opened the doors, and we followed that, and I think we're really happy with the move. I like the environment, I like the people, and one of the things that I like the most about this is that the world has changed a little bit. Healthcare has changed a lot. Since I trained and my father was a physician, and I had sort of this legacy, thought process, culture, idea of what medicine is. And then, recent events and COVID and everything else has really changed medicine in a way that in larger cities and places where the state has a lot of control, doctors have lost a lot of autonomy. Really taking away the doctor, taking away the doctoring, taking away the critical decision making, taking away the critical thinking. We've strayed from the individual, and that's really where I would like to bring that, is just to be able to practice medicine where I can focus on the individual and make those decisions on a one-to-one basis. Taking into consideration, yes, the evidence, yes, we look at what's going on in the pandemic, and we look at what's going on in the world, but it's what the individual wants and what their perception is, and that's what we really need to focus on.
So when we chatted a little bit before, you had talked about, you know, the holistic care and that holistic medicine and really getting to know the patient. You'll be here at our HRMC Physicians Clinic getting to know patients. You'll get to spend some time in the hospital caring for patients as well. You talked a little bit about that full scope of care that you're going to be able to provide the patients here.
I like to go and think about things in a very basic way, and it really boils down to nutrition and carefully choosing pharmaceuticals, being aware any action has an opposite and equal reaction. So when we give a medication, we know that it's going to have effects. And so if we can get away with doing lifestyle modifications and diet and appropriate use of other modalities, we really try to avoid making those changes towards the pharmaceuticals. But we also have pharmaceuticals available in case we need them.
Yeah, and it's great to know that, you know, as a patient deciding which physician to see and how to make that relationship with your doctor. So it's really nice to know that that's a philosophy that you hold.
Sure.
Other special interests in medicine. I mean, obviously internal medicine, you know, if you want to just explain a little bit what you do as an internist, maybe seeing a patient in the clinic.
Well, my approach generally is when people come in, unless it's a first patient, new patient that we're just kind of getting to know the person, getting their history, and then understanding kind of what their baseline is. If they're coming in for a specific reason, we're going to try to address that reason. And if we don't have a specific reason, then we're going to focus on the top things. But I do like that holistic approach. I like to think of, I do like, you know, looking at some things, for example, so there are some things in hormone replacements, some things with IV nutritions and things that can be done that are outside of the pharmaceutical, which are things that we could look at. Not necessarily the first line agent, but I think that having an understanding about what there is out there and then being able to balance that with what we have, what normal allopathic medicine does, or the pharmaceuticals, and having also the approach of the holistic, I think is a good balance, and people are going to find that very flexible. You know, some people are going to be very against going with a pharmaceutical, and we can work with that, or vice versa. Again, it's about being, it's not about me trying to make them conform to the guidelines. It should be about them, about trying to prioritize what it is important to them.
It's wonderful to hear about that philosophy and how you will care for patients. I would also like to know, you know, a little bit about you. So talk about, you know, you're going to get to know your patients. They'd like to get to know you too a little bit. Sure. So you had mentioned that you have some older kids. You are going to move in here with your wife, and you have a little one as well.
13-month-old baby. Cadence Evangeline.
Adorable that she is. And then you are coming here, you're buying a house in the area, and you have some specific interests, some animals, some interests and hobbies on the side of medicine.
Well, we love the outdoors. We were dog owners, and my wife and I both do a dog sport called French Ring Sport. And it's a kind of a complicated dog sport. It's very difficult, and it takes a lot of training and time, and it involves agility, obedience, and bite work, which is where you put the suit on and the dog bites and on command and lets go and does a bunch of different exercises. It's really fun to do, and it's really fun to watch, but it's really hard to train. And so it's something that takes dedication. And so because of it and because you're training, we ended up having a few dogs. So, you know, because you have your competition dog and then you have the up-and-coming dog and the retired dog. So then you end up, you know, we have 7 dogs. I'll be able to use some of those skills, maybe working with police or something like that, which is something that I do. I work with a charity that donates and trains with the police for that. I also do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu to try to stay in shape. I haven't done it in a little bit, but I'm hoping to get it started here and maybe get a couple of training partners and see what develops from there.
Yeah, so if there's anybody out there listening, you have a brilliant Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu partner in the works here. And so when you talked about your upbringing and completing your high school and college in Puerto Rico, do you speak Spanish
as
well?
Yes. Puerto Rico is fully bilingual. Both languages are officially accepted. But the medical school is all in Spanish, spoken in Spanish. All the patients speak Spanish. Everything's in Spanish. But all the testing and everything is in English. And all the it's a good place if you're bilingual to make sure that you're all 100% bilingual. But I did my training there. And yes, I speak fluent Spanish. I speak a little bit of French from French Ring Sport, just from having to do it. And I understand a little bit of Portuguese.
Yeah.
From Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, just whatever I do, I kind of dabble in the language a little bit.
That's very cool. Yeah, just great to know for those in our community that may have Spanish as their first language or English. So wonderful to hear that. We have so enjoyed visiting with you, and we're really looking forward to having you here in our community. You will see patients at the clinic. You're accepting new patients.
Yep.
In order to make an appointment with Dr. Octaviani, you can call 605-353-7660.
You've been listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. This program is for general use only and is not meant to replace the advice of your doctor or other medical professional. If you have questions, contact your healthcare provider. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality health care close to home. Online at HuronRegional.org.